This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. Honesty, integrity, hard work. It's the way you live and the way we bank. Bank of Colorado has been a family-owned, community-focused bank for generations and will be here for generations to come. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
This is Brian Howell, Colorado Buffalo's beat writer for the Buff Zone, and you are listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KFKA.
Minutes after the hour, it's Football Friday, presented by Big City Roadhouse. Joining me now on our First Advantage Hotline, Brian Howell with Buff Zone, our Buffs insider. And Brian, interesting stuff throughout the week. I mean, we were talking a lot about timeouts or not using timeouts. We got potential, not necessarily quarterback change, but maybe a new quarterback in for a moment or two. We'll see. But Brian, it's always fascinating for you covering this Colorado Buffaloes team.
Yes, it is. I'm curious. Can I use one of those timeouts right now and like this segment? There's two of them, right?
Well, yeah, two of them, but yeah, which go out of bounds at some point, right? You don't need them, Brian.
Right. That's right. Who needs timeouts?
It was such a strange thing because I have anytime Brian, I've been critical of Deion Sanders. It's usually just been about stuff he says that might be controversial or whatever. It's not really about the football portion. It's not really about how he's handling in-game stuff. But that was one of them where I was just flabbergasted at his approach to that and then how he handled it after it with the media.
Yeah, and especially kind of doubling down on Tuesday, you know, we kind of went through the whole scenario again. And, you know, he's kind of asking us, you know, kind of throwing it at us and, you know, I've seen some people criticize, well, the media, they threw it at you. You should have answered. But there's never a right way to answer that question and go back to coach, right? And so, but the reality is, yeah, they cost themselves some time. I don't believe that cost them the game. Their offense was not great throughout the night, and I'm not sure they would have gone down and scored a touchdown anyway. But you certainly limited your opportunity by not taking the timeout.
Well, yeah, and I do, like, I talked about this on the show earlier. You know, I'm not doing the press thing like you guys are doing on a regular basis, but I also know if he, especially that coach, puts you on the spot, and Brian, if you don't answer it the right way, you could get Sean Keelard. And you don't want that to happen, man. So I do understand, like, I was not one of those guys. It's like the media should be. I was more of like, you kind of have to play the game a little bit, right?
Yeah, definitely with him. I mean, there's absolutely a game you got to play, you know, and it's that's when people criticize and everything. It's like, yeah, you know, you come sit in those shoes and try to play that game and see how it works out for you. And so, yeah, we could have gone back and said, well, look, how about after this play? But he would have fired right back with something else, you know, and so he was not going to relent on that at all. And, yeah, you just hope that he learns from that. I mean, somebody gets in his ear because – there was certainly, you could have saved 12, 15 seconds at certain points.
Well, yeah, that's the other thing. It's like if he's the way he handled it in his press conference, it's one thing if you're like, I made a mistake. You know, it's not going to happen again. Probably should have used it after first down or whatever. But when he was just kind of in denial, it's kind of like, what happens if that situation comes up again? Hopefully he doesn't follow the same thing that he's talking about right now.
Yeah, you know, because. Yeah, I mean, the fact is, in the Big 12, they could be in a lot of situations like that. I mean, there's a lot of teams that are really close, like CU and Georgia Tech are, and there could be a lot of situations like that. So that's where it's concerning, is that may pop up again. And so how are you going to handle it? And, that was not a great game one approach. I thought there was a lot of things last week that were like, yeah, this feels like game one.
Yeah, I mean, well, obviously, you know, Georgia Tech's turning it over in the first quarter, and you're not able to take advantage of those. But that maybe down the road you are so many new faces on this team too. So, and I maintain it, Brian. I think Georgia Tech's a heck of a football team. I don't look at that and go, that's a disgusting loss by any stretch. And it, honestly, if you do take advantage of some of those turnovers, who knows? But that to me is a really good football team with Georgia Tech.
Yeah, I agree. I think they're going to be a sleeper in the ACC, especially, you know, one of the talked about teams this year is North Carolina, which looks like they're going to be nothing this year. And so you know, Georgia Tech is going to be one of those sleeper teams. And I came away from that game saying, yeah, that's disappointing because the Buffs had it. I mean, they had opportunities to win that game, but it's not like you go lose to Delaware, you know, or you lost to North Dakota State last year. This is one that you look at and say, yeah, that's disappointing, but there was enough positive out of that that I thought, okay, I still feel good about this team because they're going to get better.
What did you make of Caden Salter? Obviously, Coach Prime said we will see Juju Lewis at some point. I don't know if that's maybe a we're probably going to be taking care of Delaware, so there's a good opportunity for him to come in. Or do you think that Caden Salter is his job is safe this season?
I think it should be safe, and I hope that their approach is expressing a lot of confidence in how Saturday is going to go, and believing that they're going to win this one going away and that Juju's going to have an opportunity to play. There shouldn't be a thought of replacing Caden Salter at this point. And, you know, I was telling people this week, I mean, look, you look back the last 2 years when Shedeur Sanders was the quarterback, there were plenty of games that looked like that offensively or even worse. You know, they've had clunker games on offense. So let's not just put this on Caden Salter. They've had games like this. And, yeah, there were some disappointing things, and I was a little bit surprised that, you know, he felt some nerves and things like that, but that's also a human nature. And we're kind of used to having this quarterback in Shedeur Sanders the last couple of years who doesn't feel those things. You know, Caden Salter felt things that normal people feel, and I think he's going to get better and be just fine.
Yeah, I mean, I thought he made a lot of good moves inside the pocket to try to get out of there and manipulate the pocket, found guys, but maybe just a couple overthrows, underthrows. That could be, like you said, maybe nerves related.
Yeah, I think he's got to learn, get a little more touch on the ball at times. And I thought some of his throws were like, okay, wow, maybe he was a little keyed up there. But I do think he's going to get better. And there was a lot that I liked in this game the other day and was like, okay, this is a pretty good quarterback here. And again, if you try to discount Shedeur Sanders, Caden Salter might be the best quarterback CU's had in a long time, you know, not counting Shedeur Sanders. So he's a pretty darn good quarterback, and I think they're going to be just fine.
So how do you think Julian Lewis is going to be used in this game? Maybe it is more of a, hey, we get up big, then he'll take over? Is it that kind of thing? Or will we sprinkle him in throughout the game when it's actually still kind of, you know, somewhat close in the first quarter or so?
I would guess they're going to sprinkle him in, but even though Coach Prime said, to heck with game flow, we're going to get him in there, I bet there's a little bit of thought there because, you know, if the offense comes out on Saturday and it's just humming with Caden Salter, you can't replace him. You know, in my opinion, if you come out, score a touchdown first drive, you can't go to Julian Lewis second drive. You want to keep it going. And so I could see them sprinkling him in early, and then if it gets out of hand, he gets the fourth quarter. That's what I would like to see.
On the running side of the ball last week, Brian, I mean, it was big for the Buffs. They had 146 yards rushing. I mean, last year, what did they average? Like 65, 66 yards per game. So I thought that was big, and probably a confidence booster going forward. Obviously, you got Caden Salter running around. You and I talked about that last week, figured he would do some of that, but coming up with 146 yards and a touchdown, a total touchdown, pretty big for the Buffs.
Yeah, it was really big, and I thought, you know, Salter was a big part of that, but I was really encouraged by the two running backs, Michael Welch and Simeon Price, who I didn't expect much out of Price. I mean, he's been in college for 4 or 5 years and only 300 yards rushing, but he looked really strong at times the other night and had some good runs, and Michael Welch had some really good runs. So I was mostly encouraged by those two guys and looking at that saying, okay, they actually do have a rushing attack here, and Dallin Hayden's not even healthy, and when he gets back, they legitimately have 3 or 4 guys that can run the ball.
Brian Howell joining us with Buff Zone. The Buffaloes are 24.5-point favorites in this one. Brian, do you think they have any issue with the Blue Hens? Do they cover that spread in your mind? Is this going to just be a major blowout by halftime?
Yeah, I think that it's not going to be a massive blowout. It's not going to be BYU over Portland State, you know, 69-0, but I think they're going to control this game. Delaware's got some good players. I mean, their quarterback, Nick Minicucci, is pretty good, and they got some good weapons around him. But I think CU wins this thing like 42-17, something like that.
Yeah, wouldn't be shocked. Brian, my man, always appreciate you and your insight. Talking to us every Friday, getting into a little Buffaloes action. So we'll look forward to catching up with you next week.
You bet. Sounds good.
All right, man. Brian Howell of Buff Zone. Yeah, the Buffs are 24. Has that moved a little bit? Let me see here. It was 23.5. Now it's 24.5. So I think we'll see. We'll see. Eastside Chris, I believe they are the Fighting Blue. Oh, because I didn't know who they were. Yeah, Delaware Blue Hens going up against the Buffs this weekend. 33 minutes after the hour, Broncos Titans. We're back, baby. We got the NFL. We got a game tonight. Kansas City and Los Angeles Chargers in Brazil. Mike, what do you think about that?
You have to pay for it on YouTube.
Oh, you do? It's on YouTube? That's all it's on?
Yeah.
So we can't watch it?
You might be able to get it on Fubo or Fubo TV.
I think I have Fubo. Do I have Fubo? If my wife's listening, do we have Fubo? I don't know. That's
I think
dumb.
It's Fubo. I don't remember. I signed up for it last
Fubo.
Week and
I
signed in
Fubo.
Last night and I saw an ad for it, so I might be able to get it.
I think it's Fubo. I think you're right. All right, 34 minutes after the hour, let's talk about the Denver Broncos. Bo Nix, this offense. I mean, we're all so damn high on this defense, but you got to have this quarterback. This is the window. You're in this window. You're paying everybody else. You don't have to pay a quarterback yet. Got to take advantage of it. Let's take a quick break. Latest on the local sports flash.
This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. Honesty, integrity, hard work. It's the way you live and the way we bank. Bank of Colorado has been a family-owned, community-focused bank for generations and will be here for generations to come. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.